بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آداب and etiquettes of a majlis, a gathering. Number one, when you have to wait for someone in a gathering, do not sit in such a place or in such a way as to convey that you are waiting. So this is if you are going to meet someone and he is busy talking to some other people or in sitting in some gathering, and then you shouldn't sit in a way that makes him feel anxious or makes him feel rushed that he should finish up what he's doing. Rather, you should sit at a distance, sit down quietly at a distance from the person and in an unsuspicious way, and wait for him to free his time so that he can attend to you. Obviously, this is an emergency or urgency, some matter that is urgent would be excluded from this etiquette. When going to meet a person, on arrival, notify him in some way of your presence. So if you are going to meet someone, like if he is in a majlis or if he is busy with some work, then you should notify him that you are there and you are waiting for him. Obviously, in a way that you are not rushing him or making him feel anxious. Such a notification may be by salam, by speech, or by sitting down in a place where he can see you. Without having informed the person concerned of your arrival, do not sit down in such a place which conceals your presence. It is quite possible that he may engage in some conversation which is not meant for your ears. In this way, the private affairs of another person may be unwittingly overheard. It is not permissible to overhear the secrets and private affairs of others without their consent. On such occasions, if it transpires that someone is engaging in private conversation without having knowledge of your presence, then immediately leave the place. When sitting in the company of a person, do not sit in such close proximity as to cause inconvenience to him, nor sit so far away from him that becomes difficult to conduct the conversation with ease. So if you are going to speak to someone, then you should sit in a way that he'd be able to hear you properly, he'd be able to see you properly, you're not sitting too close to him or too far away from him. Do not stare at a person who is involved in some work. This distracts his attention and disturbs his peace. If you're not speaking to someone, or if you are just sitting away from someone and they are busy with some work, then you shouldn't be staring at them to distract them or disturb them while they are busy with their work. It is also disrespectful and unnecessary to sit directly behind someone in close proximity. The person in the front would be disturbed by you sitting right behind him. There's no need to sit behind him, sit a little bit away from him. When someone is sitting and engaged in some work, do not stand in his presence waiting for him to attend to you. Sit down and address him as soon as he is relieved of his work. This is part of the other etiquette also, that if somebody is busy with something, then you shouldn't disturb him immediately. Sit in a place that he notices that you are there, you're waiting for him, but you are not rushing him, you're waiting for him to put him at ease, or tell him that you are not in a hurry, if that is the case. When going to meet a person, do not sit with him so long as to inconvenience him and cause an impediment to his work. So you should not overstay your welcome. If you have some work, complete your work and then move on. Allow the other person to carry on with whatever work he is going to be doing. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.